As we come before the Lord, let's worship Him. I come before my Lord and King, the one who gave His life for me. I'll raise the banner of His name until the nations call on Him. Oh, the champion of the host above and captain of my destiny. In You in You alone I make my boast. You reign alone as Lord of all. In You alone, in You alone I make my boast. You reign alone as Lord of all. Psalm 107 verse 1-3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's thank God for the gift of salvation, and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in His presence to pray. Open your mouth, somebody, from the depth of your heart, and pray this prayer from to the Lord, giving Him thanks. Father, we thank You for the gift of salvation. Thank You that we can be counted among Your own, Lord, for You know those who are Yours. Thank You that we are Yours. Thank You for the opportunity to gather with other believers in Your presence at this time of encounter. We don't take it for granted, Lord. We know You are here, but we are gathered in Your name, and You are here, oh God. So thank You, thank You, thank You for this opportunity to encounter You in the precious name of Jesus. Proverbs 11 verse 14, where there is no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety. So let's thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glue Music and the entire ministry.
Thank You.
Our Father in heaven, we are grateful for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glue Music and the entire ministry. Thank You for sustenance. Thank You for preservation. Thank You, O God, for constantly leading us to what You preach and keeping Him in all that concerns Him in one piece, Lord Jesus. We give You all the praise. We give You all the glory. Blessed be Your holy name, Lord Jesus. For this You've done, we say thank You. Thank You, Father, for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glue Music and the entire ministry. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 51 verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, Thou would not despise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way we've trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Isaiah 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Based on this scripture, let's pray asking that the will of God for our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in its entirety in relation to its end time kingdom agenda should be established. Open your mouth with the depth of your heart and pray this prayer, Father. We trust you with our lives and our destiny, O God. Champion of the host above and captain of our destiny, let your counsel stand concerning the ministry and concerning us as individuals, Lord. Your workmanship created unto good works. In this end time, Lord, let that manifest to the fullest in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's pray that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. In Jesus' name, Father. We pray that you will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. Lord, as we serve you faithfully. In the name of Jesus. 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. This is God's desire for us, and we are aligning ourselves to this will of God. And he has also made provision for our divine health in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health according to his will for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Let us pray this prayer that it will be covered in our health in the name of Jesus, mentally, emotionally, physically. It will not be sick. We will not be ill. It will not be weak. We will not be faint. We are bound in health by extension, our families, our loved ones, the leadership of the ministry, and also the entire membership. Lord, we are bound in health in the name of Jesus, that we will not struggle to do the good works which you've created us for. In the precious name of Jesus, Makayanda Bashagadanaba, Rabadana Bayanda Lava Shagadana Bayandi, make it in the Beyanda Lava Shatai, Makabadana Boshigin in the Beyanda Nanaba, Rabada Boshigin in the Beyanda Nanamayanda Laba, Makataya Bayanda Lava Shatai, and Pelena Moshagadana Bayandi, Rabadana Boshigin in the Beyanda Lava Shagadana Bayandi. Makabadana Boshagadana Bayanda Laba and Pelian Moshataya Badana Bayandi. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Father, we give you thanks one more time. Thank you for this time of encounter. Thank you that we're not leaving the theme. Thank you that our finances are touched. Thank you that our bodies are touched. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory for your word that is about to come forth. and the deliverance that comes with it, we say thank you. We give you all the glory in the precious name of Jesus that we pray.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels, angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve.
Benefits of fasting and walk by the Spirit, where we've been looking at prayer. The secret weapon of fasting, as I mentioned, we've been studying on the benefits of fasting. In our previous session, we looked at the truth that fasting humbles the soul, Psalm 35, verse 13 to 14. Fasting also weakens the flesh, Psalm 109, verse 24, to establish the truth that God, our fasting does not change God. God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. But fasting is to help us to humble our soul and to weaken the flesh so that our spirit man or spirit being can be alive to engage with what God desires for us, in contradiction to the negative things that our flesh would desire. And we're supposed to fast regularly. From Luke 18:12, we discovered that religiously we ought to fast. When I say religiously, it means regularly. It must be a habit. And we see in Luke 18:12, twice a week, this person fasted. So it must be regular as a religious exercise, but we also do it by revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that your fasting will not just be a religious, you should do it religiously, but with revelation. That is to say that every time you desire to hear God's voice concerning anything you are praying whilst you fast. Two, strategically, we ought to fast, not just religiously or regularly, we ought to strategically fast when we are led, or at certain key moments in our lives, like on our birthdays, at the start of ministry, when we go into a new environment, like a new job, at the teething stages, and then from time to time, sometimes end of year, as we are moving into a new year. Some of these things, I didn't mention them in the preview when we did it, but now at least you have the benefit to hear some of these things. And so, like, you're moving into a new year, into a new month, like when we are going end of month into a new month, we fast and we pray. Hallelujah. It's very, very important. Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, at this entry point of his ministry, he fasted. And you ought to do that to be able to connect well and hear God's instructions for the new season or the new terrain. Amen.
Amen.
Also, we fast under divine instruction. It may not be a clear strategic moment, but you are just inspired by the Holy Spirit to fast at a certain time. Jesus was led by the Spirit to the wilderness to fast. And we've also looked at benefits of fasting where we examine deliverance from traps. Deliverance from traps. And we looked at the old prophet and the young prophet. We've also looked at the point where Esau, because of food, sold his birthright. And he was entrapped by the situation, and he lost his birthright because of food. Yet he could have forgone the food for that moment. Anyway, may the Lord help us all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So today we are continuing benefits of fasting. The second point is destruction of satanic strongholds. What do we know about strongholds? In Mark chapter 3, verse 27, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will first bind the strong man and then he will spoil his house. So the strong man must first be bound before what he has taken or what is in his house can be taken away. Strongholds. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 14, we read, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's lunatic and so vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. So this boy's condition, he was lunatic, or would say he was mad. He had a mental problem, and they categorized it here. It looked like clearly his madness was attracted to fire and water. And every time he would just be going into, and you can imagine a very, very sad situation. Imagine having a child who always wants to throw him or herself into fire. May it never be our story in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Matthew 17:16, we continue, and I brought him to thy disciples. That's the father's testimony. And they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, number one. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And then number two key, how be it this kind, say after me, this kind.
This kind
goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. How be it this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Jesus spoke about two keys in the scripture. The one was the key of faith. He said it did not go out because of your unbelief. The situation persisted because of your unbelief. Number two, this particular one, amongst the many, this particular one won't go out except you fast and you pray. Certain kinds of oppressions are not destroyed by the prayer of faith alone, but it must be accompanied by fasting. That is the revelation that we get from this story. We must not find an excuse or a nice name for an oppressive situation. What we ought to do is to get into fasting and prayer in faith about it. Most of the time we live with certain conditions. We allow the conditions. And we find a nice name for it. But it should not be so. We even accept certain things doctors will say. But it must not be so. There are certain situations. They ought to be stopped. Certain cycles must be broken by fasting with prayer. The prayer of faith. As for faith, it is constant. It must be there. It says by faith, if your faith is as little as a mustard seed, and you can say to this mountain, be thrown into the sea and it shall be done. And he was saying this to establish the truth that, or to make us understand that when we pray and we don't have faith, even little headache won't go away because we doubt it. The moment we believe that which you are declaring or you are praying about, anything you are praying about concerning your body, and this story was about healing. So if you put your hand, lay your hand upon your body, and by faith, you declare and you declare again. And I'll say that sometimes we pray once and then we stop. We expect that, oh, nothing has happened, and so we give up. But have you forgotten the time that Jesus, he used mud on someone's eyes? But first, the man was seeing men as trees. And then he had to do it again. And now he had clear vision. So the fact that you've put your hand on your stomach and you prayed and you're still feeling a bit of the pain, it doesn't mean you should stop. You must persist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say after me, I will persist until I see results.
I will persist until I see results.
One more time.
I will persist until I see
results. One more time, declare it into your spirit. I will persist until I see results. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must persist. We must persist. And fasting is one key that when it comes to certain situations where prayer has still not dealt with it, go into fasting and deal with that situation. And because of time, I'm going to end here. We'll continue in another session. But if you have not given your life to Christ today, we are going to pray two people. First, if you have not given your life to Christ, I want to give you this opportunity. Just say this short prayer after me. And once you declare this prayer, Jesus, the Son of God, he'll become your master and he'll grant you access. He's the only way, the only truth, and the only life. No one comes to our Heavenly Father but through him. And as you declare this prayer after me, you have access to eternal life and your relationship will be restored back to our Father in heaven, in Jesus' name. So just say this, Lord Jesus, I thank you for preserving my life to see this day of salvation. Today, as a sinner, I surrender my life completely to you. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior forever and ever. And grant me your Holy Spirit so that by the leading of your Holy Spirit, I live a life which is pleasing unto you and unto you alone. Now, sometimes there are difficulties where we want to fast, but we face difficulty in fasting. Sometimes we start, but midway somewhere, then we fail to complete the task. Daniel completed his task, and he had results from heaven. Today, you are praying for the grace to fast when you ought to fast. Be strategic fasting. Be it fasting regularly within the week. Be in fasting, particular fast inspired by the Holy Spirit. Lord, please grant me the grace to fast when I ought to fast. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That strongholds be broken. Strongholds that I've come to meet. Strongholds in my family. Strongholds that I've experienced in my life. Difficult times or difficult issues to deal with. Lord, by your grace, through fasting and the prayer of faith, that I will see liberation, 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 liberation. Every cycle of joblessness, it comes to an end because of the grace of God to fast and to pray, to break that cycle, inability to hold a job. To break that cycle. Rababa boka baraba bo shebede be akabaraba. Reme meke bede be azondo dodo bo shebede de ama. Ramama ya kabaya dodo de bede be ande de aba. Rababa bo shebede be akaba. Ramama ya kabaya ande de be. Relationships to our heads and not to our benefit. To our heads and not to our benefit. Rebe meke bede aba bo shebede be ande. Wrong cycles, satanic cycles in our families, in the mighty name of Jesus, by empowerment of the Holy Spirit, through fasting and prayer. Let this be our experience, oh Lord. Liberation through fasting and prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, the grace to fast when we ought to fast.
Jesus.
Today, any part of your body where you are suffering any pain or discomfort, please put your hand there. This one met not out, but by fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. Please declare after me, as you touch that part of your body, I receive my healing in Jesus' name.
I receive my healing in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 I receive my healing in Jesus' name.
I receive my healing in Jesus' name.
We give you praise. 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 You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. When you speak, nobody can say anything other than what you have declared. Your word will not return to you void. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please declare that time after me. I receive my healing in Jesus' name.
I receive my healing in Jesus' name.
Begin to lift up your voice in thanksgiving. Just thank the Lord.
Lord, I thank you. Thank you for healing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I give you all the glory.
We thank you, Lord.
Jesus, precious.
Jesus' mighty name. As we sing the song of worship, your health is made whole in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
We are glad that you could fellowship with us today. For all those who are here for the first time and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome.
Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
God bless you for joining. We'll meet on Thursday at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.